Good morning, Butler. This is Megan Lucas, K-4 STEAM teacher from Center Township Elementary.
And I'm TJ Gatens, K-4 librarian STEAM teacher from Northwest Elementary.
We are both so excited to be with you today and have a really fun lesson that will combine two of our favorite things, library and STEAM.
Before we get started, let's all stand up and start our day the way we always do by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Friends, today we are so excited to share an awesome story with you, and then we will do a fun STEAM activity to go along with it. This will be very similar to a storytime STEM pack like we do in STEAM class at school. Let's get started.
You'll need just a few things for our lesson today. Are you ready to get your supplies gathered up? Listen very carefully. Today you will need a pencil, crayons or markers if you have them, a piece of paper, and your creative brains. We'll give you a minute to go gather your supplies.
Okay, hopefully you are back and ready to begin. Hey, Ms. Gatens, I have a joke for you.
Okay, Mrs. Lucas, let me hear it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you glad I'm here today?
Oh, my, that's so funny. I have one for you now.
Okay, Ms. Gatens, let's hear it.
What's black and white and black and white and black and white?
I'm not sure. What?
It's a zebra caught in a revolving door.
Oh, that's a good one. You're too silly.
I have an idea, Mrs. Lucas.
What's that, Miss Gatens?
Let's play a trivia game called Name That Inventor. We'll take turns giving clues, and the other person has to guess the inventor. Our friends at home can play, too, by shouting out their guesses.
Oh, that sounds fun. Let's play.
Okay, I'll give you the first clue. Who patented the first successful telephone?
Let me think. Would that be Alexander Graham Bell?
Ah, great job. You are correct. Your turn now. Ask me one.
Okay, let's see. Do you know who invented the first TV?
Well, that's a hard one. Is it Philo Farnsworth?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, well, we have time for one more. Who invented the instant or the Polaroid camera?
Oh, that's a good one. Let me think. Edwin Land.
Awesome job, Mrs. Lucas. Edwin must be a popular name for inventors. Our story that we're going to read today is about Edwin Binney, the man who invented crayons. Today we'll be reading The Crayon Man, the true story of the invention of Crayola crayons by Natasha Bibo. This story is about Edwin Binney following the design process to create the wonderful invention we all use today. Mrs. Lucas, do you have a favorite color crayon?
Oh, so many. Let me think. Maybe Wisteria? No. Lavender. No, Purple Mountain's Majesty. Oh, I don't know. There's so many great crayon colors out there today.
Well, the selection of crayons wasn't always so extensive. When Crayola crayons were 8 colors in the box, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, brown, and black. Let's read the story to see how they were invented. We have permission to read this book aloud from HMH Publishing Company.
Boys and girls, while Ms. Gatens is reading, begin thinking of something you might want to invent.
Okay, The Crayon Man, the true story of the invention of Crayola crayons by Natasha Bibo, illustrated by Stephen Salerno. And boys and girls, if you could see the cover of this book, it's pretty awesome. the title's written in all different, every letter is written in a different color. And there's a man on the front who I presume is Edwin Binney. He's covered in crayons and he has, covered in colors, and he has an apron on that's filled with crayons, and he's tossing them up into the air so that children can grab them. Once, there was a man who saw color everywhere. He noticed the yellow-orange petals of the black-eyed Susans in his garden. He marveled at the rich scarlet-red tones of the cardinal's feathers. He admired the deep blue greens of the waves in the sea. Color made him really happy. But all day long at work, all he saw was black. Black dust, black tar, black smoke, black ink, black dye, black shoe polish. And if you can picture it, he's standing in the middle of a factory, and there's smoke all around him, and he's covered in soot, and his clothes are filthy, and he's got his hands up in the air, and he's looking quite frustrated. His name was Edwin Binney. He was an inventor. He worked with his cousin, C. Harold Smith, and together they were Binney and Smith. And they're both standing in front of their factory here, and it's got a big sign that's going up that says Binney and Smith. Harold was a great salesman. He loved to travel the world. Edwin was curious. He had a knack for listening and making what people needed. Edwin invented a new kind of inexpensive slate pencil that wrote very smoothly. It was gray, and children loved it. He invented a kind of chalk that wasn't dusty and didn't crumble. It was white. Teachers loved it. He invented a wax crayon that would write on wood and paper packaging. It was really, really black, and people loved it. So, when everyone, including Edwin's wife, Alice, told him that children needed better, cheaper crayons, he listened. They said, "The crayons we have are big, dull, and clumsy. The lumps of colored clay only make fat, chunky lines. And the artist's crayons from Europe are far too expensive for anyone to buy. They crumble and they break easily. Some are even poisonous." Edwin thought about his company's invention. When you drew a picture with a gray slate pencil, it rubbed off at the drop of a hat. When you drew a picture with their white chalk, it smudged everywhere. And if you drew a picture with Edwin's new, really black crayon, it was, well, really black. None of these inventions were good for drawing in color.
Wow, Ms. Gatens, I think Edwin is stepping right into the design process. He has a problem.
He sure does. Boys and girls, can you yell out loud what you think the problem is?
If you said he needs to make stronger, more colorful crayons, you are correct.
As we begin breathing again, Edwin will be beginning step two of the design process. You guessed it. It's time to brainstorm. In this next illustration, Edwin has a light bulb over his head. Mrs. Lucas, what do you think that means?
Oh, I love light bulbs over the head. That means Edwin has some ideas.
He sure does. He's seeing flowers of all colors around him. And he's got his finger up on his chin, and it looks like he's deep in thought. So, he must have a good idea. So, let's see what happens. So, Edwin listened, and Edwin invented, in a small stone mill in Pennsylvania, in a top-secret lab, Edwin's team experimented. How could they make better, stronger crayons? Melted paraffin wax, perhaps?
Wait, Miss Gayton, do you think Edwin is beginning step three of the design process? Is he beginning to plan?
That's correct, Mrs. Lucas. He's come up with his plan. He knows what materials he needs and how to make the colors.
Miss Gayton, it seems that it's time for step four then. Time to make the crayons.
It is time to make the crayons. But why don't we take a minute and let our students work on the inventions we asked them to start thinking about before I started reading.
Great idea. Remember, as you are thinking of an invention, you need to consider two things. What are you trying to invent, and why are you trying to invent it?
Remember, boys and girls, to make an ABCD drawing of your remember to make ABCD drawings of your invention. ABCD drawings, remember, are accurate, big, colorful, and detailed. Go ahead and get started on a plan of your invention. Be sure to label all the parts and even come up with a fun name. Take a minute and get started on your design plan.
I can't wait to hear about some of these inventions.
I hope if anyone out there is getting frustrated, they use some of the strategies that we learned in STEAM class. I like to count to 10 to clear my head and get refocused. Mrs. Lucas, what do you like to do when you're getting frustrated?
Oh, I like to take a little walk to clear my head and get some fresh air. And then I come back and I'm ready to work. I bet Edwin Benny sometimes became frustrated trying to invent Crayola crayons.
Well, let's see what Edwin and his crew did as they experimented with the color. Now, for the crayon colors, grinding up rocks and minerals into fine powders, mixing, slate for gray, yellow for earth, red and brown perhaps, oh yes, and of course blue. Pounding, sifting, heating colored powders. Would they be bright enough? Edwin's team kept on trying. They kept on experimenting. And they came home covered in color. And this illustration is so awesome on the next page here. Everyone is colored in red, yellow, and blue. And they look exhausted. And the clock on the wall says that it's 5:05. Mrs. Lucas, what do you think is happening? Do you think that they're going home and going to give up?
Well, I would say since the clock says 5:05, I think that might mean it's quitting time and their work day is over.
But do you think they're going to give up and just scratch this crayon idea?
Oh, no way. I bet they're just going home for a night and they're going to try again tomorrow.
I'm sure you're right. Let's keep reading and see what happens. They experimented some more and discovered a pinch of this pigment, a sploosh of that one, a little hotter, a little cooler, and voila, lots of different shades. Now there were greens, oranges, violets, and pinks too. Edwin came home covered in color. And Edwin's family's waiting on the sidewalks in front of the house as he's coming up the driveway. And instead of just being covered in colors of red, yellow, and blue, he's got the browns and the oranges and purples. In a large tub at the mill, Edwin's team measured out their ingredients. Melted wax, clay to thicken, something for texture, colored powders, each in just the right amount every time to make a top-secret formula. Slowly, carefully stirring by hand, they poured the special formula into thin, crayon-shaped molds, smaller than any other inventor, just the right size for children's hands. The mixture cooled and hardened, and Edwin watched, Edwin waited. And as the team of Edwin and his crew are waiting for this to cool. They look very serious. They're hoping that this works, and they're waiting patiently. Finally, one summer evening in June 1903, Edwin came home covered in color and announced that he had invented a new kind of crayon. But what should he call it? He had no idea. But his wife, Alice, had an idea. She said, let's mix the French word cray for stick of chalk and the word ola from the word oleaginous, meaning oily, like oily texture of the wax of the crayon, and create a new word, Crayola. Edwin listened. He loved it. Binney and Smith shipped out the first Crayola crayon boxes. 8 colors for 1 nickel. Red, orange, yellow, blue, green, violet, brown, and black. Would the children like them? And I think they sure hope so. As the first shipment is going out, it's being taken out by a horse and buggy, and they have boxes and boxes of these crayons on it. And guess what? The children did. They loved it. Now they could draw in a tiny green caterpillar or the big blue sky. Their drawings wouldn't smudge and they wouldn't rub out. They were bright and could last a long, long time. Excitement over the new colorful invention spread like wildfire. Admirers from afar and wide flocked to marvel at Binney and Smith's invention at the St. Louis World's Fair. The company's dustless chalk even won a gold medal. Proudly, Edwin and Harold showed it off, especially on their new crayon boxes. And these boxes with the 8 colors of crayons in them say, trademark, Crayola, gold medal, 8 colors crayons for education colored work. Every day, Edwin brought beautiful, colorful bouquets from his garden to inspire the Crayola team. And they made crayons in even more different shades. And later, he asked the children to help him name some of them. At last, because of Edwin Binney, the man who saw color everywhere, who had a knack for listening and making what people needed, children all around the world could reach for just the right shade. Sun glow, wisteria, jungle green, screaming green, razzmatazz, robin's egg blue, wild watermelon, Purple Mountain's Majesty, Cadet Blue, Lavender, Timberwolf, and they reach for those to draw anything they wanted.
Wow. What an awesome story, Miss Gaydens.
You know what's even more awesome? There's a list of steps right after the story that tells us how crayons are made today. I'm going to take a minute and go through them. It's a 10-step process. How Crayola crayons are made. In 1903, Crayola crayons were made carefully into small lots, labeled and packed into boxes by hand, and sold to schools. Today, machines produce an average of 12 million crayons per day. That's over 8,333 crayons a minute, in more than 120 different colors, and they are sold in over 80 countries around the world. So let's take a look at these steps here. Step 1, a train car delivers the paraffin wax to the Crayola factory in Easton, Pennsylvania. The wax is heated, and the clear melted liquid is stored in tall silos ready to be pumped inside. Step 2, the workers pour colored powders called pigments into vats filled with the liquid wax, add clay to thicken it, then mix. Step 3, the wax pigment mixture is pumped into a huge mold. It looks like a giant circular muffin tin. The mix fills the 110 small crayon-shaped holes in each section. At step 4, cold water flows underneath the mold to cool the wax and harden it into the crayon shape. A large blade scrapes off extra wax to be reused at a later time. Step 5, the crayons are pushed up from the mold. A robotic arm then moves them to the labeling machine. Step 6, pre-printed sticky labels on a huge drum are wrapped around each crayon 2.5 times. At step 7, workers check the finished crayons and store them in large cardboard cartons, one for each color. At step 8, it's time to make up the Crayola crayon boxes
workers place the crayons in the right order in the machine, and the chute drops each one of the color down onto a conveyor belt. At step 9, a robotic arm opens the flat, packed green and yellow Crayola crayon boxes and sends them out onto the conveyor belt. Another arm pushes the collated crayons into each box, then closes it. And lastly, step 10, the box moves down the conveyor belt to be packed into large cartons. Crayola ships the finished crayons to the store, and they are sold to you. And you know what, Mrs. Lucas? I think that we learned a word in STEAM class, which means a list of steps to finish a task. Do you know what that word is, boys and girls? Yell it out if you know it.
Ooh, I can give you a hint. That sounds like a recipe for a crayon, like a list of steps you have to follow to get a product. If anyone out there said the word algorithm, you are correct. We had so much fun with algorithms in STEAM class this year.
We sure did. This year we did the relay programming and the BeatBots.
And we did the cup stacking. That was so much fun.
It sure was, Mrs. Lucas. I hope our listeners have come up with some great invention ideas today.
I most certainly did. Remember, it's not only the what you are inventing that's important, but the why. Why are you inventing it? Who and how is going to help?
I bet these kiddos are coming up with some great ideas. Boys and girls, we hope you enjoyed this story and activity today as much as we did. If you enjoyed this story, you might also like Pop, The Invention of Bubblegum by Megan McCarthy, The Boo-Boos That Changed the World, A True Story About an Accidental Invention by Barry Wittenstein, and The Whole Story of the Donut by Pat Miller.
Parents and students, remember, you can access student assignments and teacher office hours on the Butler Area School District website, along with all of the most up-to-date information from the district.
If you have not received an email from your building with assignments, please let your classroom teacher or principal know.
We'd like to send a big thank you to the Butler Radio Group and the law firm of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham for the opportunity to bring this lesson to all of you today.
And thank you all for tuning in and listening to our on-air classroom today. We are super proud of the work you are doing at home. Keep it up. This is Miss Catons.
And this is Mrs. Lucas signing off. Stay safe, be well, and have a great day.